You're listening to SBS News.
Home care services are the focus of the second round of public hearings by the Royal Commission into Australia's aged care system. In 2017 to 2018, there were just over 1,400 complaints made about home and community care, compared to the more than 4,000 complaints made to aged care complaints commissioners in relation to residential care. Linda Henderson is an informal carer for her friend with advanced dementia, Verda Mengetti. Ms Henderson has told the Commission many of the carers sent to Ms Mengetti had no senior first aid training, dementia training or manual handling experience. She says the first provider, Hammond Care, also charged 34% of the home care funding package in management fees. That's well above the 14% now being taken by a new provider. Ms Henderson says while the situation has improved for Ms Mengetti since switching service providers, she's still calling for across-the-board reforms in the way personal carers are trained.
We badly need to look at a review of the national qualifications. This is something that is my professional background, and we badly need to look very closely at career pathways for people working with people with dementia, as most staff in aged care will be doing.
Senior counsel assisting the Commission, Dr. Timothy McAvoy, told the hearing more needs to be done to look at how the home care system is regulated and funded. Mr. McAvoy says 67% of Australians receiving aged care services receive Commonwealth-funded aged care in their home, with long waiting lists for people wanting to access these packages. He says only 23% of government funding is going to home care, and complaints are now emerging about providers charging high administration fees.
The level of fees charged by providers for case management and administration fees for home care packages is a recurring complaint among the people contacting the Commission. You will hear evidence of case management and administration fees being charged at varying rates, and some at more than 50% of the package value. Why administrative charges can be so high requires further examination.
Raylene Ellis, who cared for her mother for more than 2 years after her dementia diagnosis, said she was told someone would have to die before her mother would be able to access a higher level of care. When she was finally given a level 4 package, the highest level of home care, it only amounted to 9 hours of care after the provider charged 38% in administrative fees. Miss Ellis says it was difficult realising her mother would have to go into residential care because her family was struggling to navigate the current system.
So I accessed the My Aged Care website, and it would say that there were level 3-4 packages available from certain providers, but you would ring those providers and they would have no packages available. I said to them, well, the My Aged Care website says you had some, and then you would ring, they would say, well, My Aged Care are wrong. You would ring My Aged Care and they would say, well, we get the information from the providers. So both people were just blaming each other about the incorrect nature of the information that was on the My Aged Care website, and it was really useless, that information.
The My Aged Care website was set up by the federal government to help consumers find information about aged care services and to help people apply for those services. Paul Sadler is the chief of Presbyterian Aged Care New South Wales and ACT. He told the hearing while My Aged Care was an attempt to try and improve access to information, it has failed in some areas. Mr. Sadler says the language used in letters sent to applicants for home care packages is also often inappropriate.
And are actually quite difficult for older people, particularly people who might have English as a second language or might have dementia, to really grasp what they are about. The Department of Health is well aware of this and has certainly conducted consumer surveys and has been working with the National Aged Care Alliance and others to try and improve the letters that are sent.
So far, advocacy groups, care providers, unions and some people receiving care have given evidence to the inquiry as it seeks to understand the sector. The Commission will wrap up its current Adelaide hearings on Friday. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.